two and beat them like that. The 2 points, one and take one, the other and undo up and down like
what
that.
What would you do?
Beat that rice in that mold anal and, uh-huh. until it get all that pulp off. And then when they get it all out, we had these Indians make some flat like these fan and good, you know, and get all that stuff out, all that pulp. And if then if that's what pulp, you pick it out and put it back in, and later on you put it on the side and beat it again. But you can beat it and take all that pulp out, and then you clean it. That rice tastes better than what you get now. It was really good. I'm telling you, people, just it was hard to believe how much better that rice tastes. It had a full taste of rice.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you buy
molasses
in?
Hey,
what would it come in?
At one time, I remember they used to put it in jugs.
I see.
And they put the cork on it and then put little rosin on it to keep it sealed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then not too long, they began to use, somebody come out with tin, they began to use tin then, you know.
Okay. Now, what would you use to pour it from something into a narrow mouth bottle? It was one of these big things and you'd pour something into it. You'd use it to pour into a narrow mouth bottle.
No, they had funnel. Okay. Yeah, they had funnel.
All right. What would you use to urge your horses on when you were driving along?
Well, some of them you didn't have to have much, but just a line. If you were driving, just a line, you know.
Yeah.
And I got hold of them before I was mad. I got hold of them, horse down in the bay, and that son was on the saddle. I'd go out at night. And I had to run the rope around the tree about it's kind of cold and run it around between her and the tree, all the people, till I could get on, and then I'd get the rope and that thing would buck like a bucking horse, you know. And I had a buggy. I finally got a top buggy.
Uh-huh.
And one day when I was on the creek swimming, I found me a long switch and I cut it and I put it on that thing, and when I come and I hitched up and I shook that switch, man, that thing liked to run away with me. I had to throw it off. I didn't need no switch on. I had to hold it down all the time traveling.
Okay. Back to stuff that you put stuff in. If you go to the grocery store and bought some fruit, the grocer would put them in maybe in a what?
They had a bag, paper bag for them in.
Okay. Did you ever see like stuff that was put in a, what would you put sugar in? Like 50 pounds of sugar would come in a what?
It'd come in a,
or maybe potatoes.
Potatoes, they'd come, sugar, you'd get them, I don't know, people used to, they had, wooden container made out of cypress with lid on it, you know,
yeah, uh-huh.
And handle on it.
Yeah.
They used to use that to put a lot of things in it. Mm-hmm. I remember my mother had some in there, a lot of people that seen it. And they had something like that, some of them that put sugar in it, you know, that you get sugar and put it in there.
Okay.
What about
cornmeal? Cornmeal would come in, if it didn't come in a barrel, it would come in a...